Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Hey, hope everybody out there is doing great tonight. I kind of had a little bit of technical difficulty, so you got to just bear with me. Just L-I-L a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's PDP. You're now tuning in to Word on the Street on Saving Athletes Respectfully, which stands for SOAR Radio. You know what I'm saying? Before we get into the topic, which is, can you cuddle naked? Can you be naked while you're cuddling and not have sex?
Yo, it's PDP, back and right on the street. You got to bear with me just a little bit. I've been going in and out of connection just for you guys that's in there listening. Hey, yo, Mr. Ivy, I see you on the line. What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, man. Sorry about that, man. We've been going in and out over here, bro. So, man, it's just, I don't know if it's the snow or I don't know what's going on with it. You know what I mean? But, hey, for you guys tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Word on the Street with PDP. To tuning in on Saving Athletes Respectfully Radio, man, no matter what you can do or no matter where you've been, where you came through, life's about making your dreams come true. So life's about, you know, hey, dancing in the rain, you know what I mean, learning to dance in the rain. But all right, Mr. Ivy, I'm going to go ahead and turn the flow over to you, man. I know it's your time to have the flow, so I'm going to let you go ahead and G-O, brother.
All right. Well, This might sound real weird, but I'll make it make sense by the end. I want you to embrace what makes you angry. Now, what I mean by that is not necessarily people that make you angry, but things that frustrate you, maybe it's about people or about the way the world is, things that frustrate you and make you angry, learn to embrace those things. Why do I say that? Because normally what agitates us, what aggravates us is the thing that we're called to change. I'll use Moses again as an example. If you read the story of Moses in Exodus, Moses was a Hebrew, grew up in the Egyptian household. One day he sees an Egyptian beating or mishandling one of his Hebrew brothers. He steps in and, you know, ended up killing the Egyptian. Now, I'm not saying you need to go kill anybody, but I am saying that Moses, he was called to deliver those people out of bondage. And so whenever he saw bondage or whenever he saw the effects of slavery on his people, he got upset about it, not even knowing even at that time that he was called to change it. And so a lot of times in our lives, we're burdened with frustrations, we're burdened with issues or aggravation, and the very thing that you're aggravated about might be the very thing that God is calling you to change. And so take a look at your life, things around in your life, people in your life, and be a change that you want to see.
Oh, man, I like that right there. He said, be a change that you want to see. Embrace what makes you angry. Man, I really like that because there's a quote by Michael Jordan just talking about fear. You know, fear is often an illusion. You know what I mean? Which means it's not real. So, you know what they say? exploit your weaknesses so they become your strong point, so then you'll be, like, evenly handed. I don't know if you ever heard that, Mr. Avi, but that's something
yeah.
I've heard before. And take what really makes you insecure and turn that into a positive thing, just like Kevin Hart, to be exact. Kevin Hart, he was having an interview, and he said, what if somebody start talking about you and talking about, like, how short you are? He said, nope, because as soon as things start, he said, I attack it, you know, and I shut it off right then and there. He talked about, do something, say something. Yeah, I know I'm short. So what? So, like, they can't say nothing. It's like he takes the power and gets that power away from them. You know what I'm saying? So you have a great point there, Mr. Avi. For you guys know, that's Reverend Stephen Avi, straight up out of Arkansas. You can go to soareveryday.com, go check out his little bio, man. This dude is a really ambitious guy. Is there anything else you want to say, Mr. Avi?
That's it.
Oh, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, my brother, I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, bet. I bet. So, you guys just now tuning in. That was Reverend Stephen Ivey, Arkansas. Great guy, great brother. Tuning in, blessing the show, because it's all about positive things. And if you guys don't know, we're live on Saving Our Feet Respectfully Radio. I am Petey Pete, and this is Word on the Street. If you're listening in, go ahead and call it in, because today I just had this epiphany, man. I had this epiphany on just like, okay, yes, I pray to God, you know, he asked me to soar and all this. I've been walking in this. I've been listening to his voice, really paying attention to him, living my life in a spiritual kind of way, in which led to soar and then radio, and then it's like, you know, I'm just here for the everyday type of people, you know what I mean? And you know, I label myself as a Christian, and I really, just like Stephen Ivey say, I'm really trying to be the change that I want to see. And then as I'm thinking, like, radio is like, man, how can I still be me and still be my swag? Because I understand, like, I have a voice, that there's something inside of me that needs to be heard, that wants to be heard, you know. And so I'm thinking, I'm just like, man, whenever I'm in a professional world, whenever I'm in a corporate world, what stands me out, it's me being me. I don't care if I'm eating with a janitor. I don't care if I'm eating with a CEO. I don't care if I'm eating with Obama. I don't care if I'm eating with the president or principal at high school. I'm going to be the same way. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. Yeah. It ain't funny. I'm for real. It really doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Who I'm eating with, I'm still the same person. So I'm just like, why do I change up on the radio and try to be like this? Oh, perfect. I got all the answers. But somebody's trying to portray somebody that I'm not, you know, which helps me move up the ladder in the professional corporate world is that I'm me. You know what I mean? I use my same slang, words, my professional. I'm like, anyways, now I got that out the way. I got something I want to talk to you guys about. Can you sleep naked? Can you sleep and cuddle naked and not have sex? You got to call me, 877-921-1656. Can you cuddle naked and not have sex? That's what I want to know. Check out my reggae commercial. We're going to get right into the topic, baby.
Club 97 is doing a Rasta style every Thursday. And this Thursday is the biggest fest of all fest.
I want to love you and treat you right.
2015 Bob Marley Reggae Fest, 6401 Avenue Q, Club 97.
Don't you rock my boat.
Bob Marley Reggae Fest. This Thursday, enjoy 50s and Wells at midnight at $2 domestics. All night long this Thursday, Bob Marley Reggae.
We're coming.
Well to midnight, $2 domestic, 50 cent well to midnight, and $2 domestic all night long. This Thursday, enjoy reggae night all night this Thursday and every Thursday at Club 97, 5401
Avenue Q. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A little history behind that commercial was, man, walk into the radio station and say, hey, bro, can you do a reggae commercial? Never did reggae in my life. Hey, being the change that I want to see. You don't talk about it being about it. You know what I'm saying? So I went up there in the studio, did it, record it, flip it, and got it. That's what I'm talking about. Stay ready so you'll never get ready. But if you're just now tuning in to Word on the Street with Pity Pete, don't say not disrespectfully ready, yo. We're talking about can you cuddle naked and not have sex? Okay, now I feel like official. I can officially talk to you about this matter because, just like I said before the break, you know what I'm saying? I'm becoming the change that I want to see. I'm walking in a way, you know, where God has asked me to be. So with that being said, I mean, listen, I got married. I'm a married man now. I can talk about these things. So I can talk about sex. I'm a Christian. When you turn to Christianity, why? I was talking to my buddy, Asia Reese. He's going to have his own show on my network. And he said something to me to where it all makes sense. He said, why when people come to Christ, we got to talk about what we're giving up? So I was like, man, you know what you like. So why is it wrong for Christians to talk about sex? That's what you do. That when you're Christians, now you can have sex. You know what I'm saying? Why when people talk about, well, I became a Christian, or I haven't got married, so I was like, I can't talk about this. It's like, no, that's what you do. People who are talking about sex and are not married, now that's not what you should do. Those are what you call sinners. But, you know, he shall, you know how I go. Like, hey, I don't judge other people because, you know, I'm far from perfect. So, like I say, I'm a married man now. I can talk about these things. So, can you cuddle naked and not have sex? No, okay. Now? No. If you ask me, no. As a man now, we know. Come on now. As a man, I'm gonna talk to you as a man before I was married. You know what I'm saying? Like before, you know, I met my significant other and all these. And I'm gonna come to you as a brother who used to date. He used to get it in back in the day. So why is it? It's never our idea to hey sit here. We never want to cuddle from the jump. We don't even want to cuddle from the jump. We might text you and be like, "Yo, want to watch a movie?" You know what I'm saying? And we all know what that means. Right now, hit me up, 877-921-1656. Word on the street with Pity Pete on Save Matthew to Specialty Radio. So, now, fellas, in my line, though, we might be kicking it. It might be two or three of us, all together. You know what I'm saying? If y'all play sports, it might be a day where y'all off, you know, which is real rare. Or if you don't play sports, y'all might just be in the library studying or something. And then all of a sudden, it's always your other homeboy who asked you about some chick. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on there? And then you be like, and you done probably forgot all about it. Talking about, oh, yeah, man. Talking about, oh, you ain't knocked that down yet? Like, oh, man, I just ain't even thought about it. Like, oh, man, you tripped. Like, oh, okay. So then you hit her up, and then you just make a little small little combo, and then you'd be like, yo, you want to come over and watch a movie? and then you be like, man, what you think she gonna say? Then your boy is trying to put you on game and trying to be like, you know, say this and say that. Long story short, she might say, all pieces go together, and then you all of a sudden you over there, right? And then y'all just chilling, kicking it, you know. And then she might say, let's just cuddle. Come on now, and you know you probably be like, oh man, she tripped. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I think as a man, as a young boy growing up, as a young boy, 17, 18 years, of course, you got one thing on your mind. Because as a boy, you got one thing on your mind. It's never going to leave until you get it. But I'm saying, as a Christian man, I'm telling you, sex out of wedlock is great. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the Bible. Wait till you're married. So, okay. But the reality of it is, that it's not going to happen that way. The majority of people, it's not going to happen that way. We're human beings, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, that's why Jesus died for us, you know, because we can repent and we can go back to him. So So, like, for little boys, you growing up, one thing on your mind, of course. And when a girl say that cuddle, first thing, we're going to be all for it. And then you're going to be like, when she find out that she really want to cuddle, then you can be like, well, now you got to leave. You know what I'm saying? But then you got, then that's like when you're 17, 18-year-old. And correct me if I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're 17, 18-year-olds. So I think once you progress, and to then you get like 21, 22, depending on if you're in a relationship, you know, prior to that time or if you've been in some years. So, you know, this really, I think then at that point, you can cuddle with somebody and naked and not have sex because you guys are on a different mentally type relationship. Whether you guys like to get it in or you eat the box or do whatever it is that you do, you know, it's on another level. You know, you guys are intertwined in between with one another. You know what I'm saying? But if you a dude that's 22, 23, at that point, if you was a guy who used to get a lot of women, at that point in age, you start to get to where you know you're not trying to have sex with like your female companions, your female friends, or whatnot, the people that you hang out with. That I believe at that age, you start to become more mature and start to be like, let's just hang out, you know, or whatnot. Or just a day where or you start to mess around with a female and y'all start talking, and then it's like, at that point, 24, it's just like, man, you know, if you were single, it's like you start looking for stuff above sex because you didn't hit that, oh, I'm trying to hump everything in the world when you're 18. Then you come 21, you're finally legal to drink, and then you finally, you didn't wipe out that stage to where you're trying to just, where you're trying to just knock stuff down, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, it's just that you pass that level. So then I feel like 25 maybe, 25 up, and people who were in a relationship all the way up until that time, then that's when they start to go to their whole phase. So everybody hits their whole phase, believe it or not. Everybody hits their whole phase. The reality of it is, if you're single all the way up until, 25 or something, especially in college, we all know people like that's just what people do. And especially if you're a male or female. And this one thing about it, too. I remember in high school, somebody told me one time, ask a dude how many girls he had sex with and subtracted by some type of number. I don't know. Because, you know, he's going to lie. Talking about, man, I had sex with 22 girls, man. Nah, you got to subtract that by 15. You know what I'm saying? Because dudes, they like a lot, but females, what's J. Cole say? She said she only messed with 4 or 5 dudes, so you know you got to multiply by 3. I'm like, hey, now that probably the truth to that. Girls are like, well, I'm a girl, I got your ass to a girl. One, like, what? They shoot out. But, you know, we believe them. And we believe them. Like, what's that song by Drake? Drake got that slow song. What's it called? I feel like you done this before. Something. I don't know. I can't really think of it right now. But I mean, that song's jam. But you know, females, you know, fellas, we gotta watch them, man. That's just the word on the street. That's just the word on the street. And as dudes, we be so stupid and be like, and some dudes are just so dumb and lie and I say that they had sex with some girl, knowing that they didn't. You know what I'm saying? Just so they can look cool. So I guess just like as a dude, just like I say, as maturity progresses and as you get older, you start to think that, man, I don't need to have sex with all these girls. And then if you really want this girl and she asks you to cuddle naked, you're going to do it. I mean, because you're going to be like, shoot, I'm really trying to get it. Like, I want to knock it down, but that's when the maturity comes in, especially if you start to know yourself and start to understand who you are, why you do things, what your purpose is in life, and then you start to progress because you start to not look for a woman, but you start to look for a queen, somebody that you can build your kingdom with, somebody that who you guys intertwine with one another so you guys can sleep and cuddle naked. You guys don't have to have that physical boom, boom, that knock. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are mentally, you're mentally there, because I think, especially too, because I think when you're a real spiritual person, you guys connect on a spiritual level and a mental level, man, that's way deeper than any, I say, infatuation, you know, any of that, because when you are intertwined with one another and you're just chilling, you're just kicking. You know what I mean? Like, when you guys get there to that level, I believe, yes, you can cuddle while you're naked and not have sex. But prior to that, I think, no, you can't. You know, I don't think you can, because our minds, like, as a dude or as a female, you know, it's not there. Sometimes a dude might not want to get it in. Sometimes a dude, we could just be chilling. We could have been hooping all day, or we could have been at practice all day. You know what I'm saying? You could have been being by yourself all day. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, who knows? You know what I mean? And sometimes they be like, come in, come on. You be like, no, I'm tired, I'm sore, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and then, you know, we can't just sit there and say no. You know, so until you get to that mature point, until you find that lady, that princess, that queen, to where you're able to just, hey, stop trying to have sex with 1,000 women, but then have sex with one woman 1,000 ways, you know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but who am I? That's just the word on the street with PDP, live on 7 Out Beach Respectfully Radio, who doing it in, trying to, you know what I'm saying, just trying to give you the word on the street. But that's what that is right there. Let me hit you with a couple news real quick, man. Did you know? I guess reality TV is where it is. You know, everybody knows Kim Kardashian, Bruce Jenner turning into Miss Jenner. All this, everybody knows him, Tiger having sex with, well, I ain't going to say having sex, but let's say he marinating the Pooh Nanny because she only 17, about to be 18. So he got her everywhere she go, everywhere he go flying out of Paris. You know, he's 25, 24, she's 17. I mean, yeah. But anyway, they signed a $100 million contract with E Channel, $100 million for 4 years. Woo, God, hey man, hey, she flipped it. She flipped it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. I mean, I guess they say no justice, no peace. Hey, judge in New York City keeps his job after calling black people some country niggas. Like, golly, hey, it's just my job to give you the news. Hey, how you perceive it, perception is reality. But, hey, no justice, no peace to me. New York City judge keeps his job after saying country niggas. Woo, I mean, would your job keep you if you gave some remarks like that? I don't know, but, hey, who am I? I'm just PDP, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, in the sports world, dang, Reggie Bush, my homeboy, my partner, God dog. The Lions and finally let him go. Golly, man. His stats wasn't really there, man. And, you know, but he just couldn't. He just could not. We come back. He just injury prone. Hey, but I'm an injury prone athlete myself. So, you know, sometimes you got to come to a realization with yourself. Why am I really here? What's my purpose? And if the purpose is to keep going, keep going. If the purpose is to feel like you want to end chapter one, phase one, you know what I'm saying? Hey, go ahead and do that too. But I just say sit down and pray. And just sit down with Jamaica and come up with a plan. You know what I'm talking about? But that's it for you guys today. That's the word on the street with your boy Petey Pete on 7 Out Please Respectfully Radio. You know what I'm saying? But before I let you go, I wake up in the morning and I ask myself. Is life worth living or should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor but even worse. I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm
That's just the way it is.